and help build it.
Blog Talk
Visit us
Radio.
At Habitat.org.
AM 1470, with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein, Tuesdays at 11 a.m., right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470, WNN, is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And welcome back. You are listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Third Eye Live is here with you. And today we're doing a special two-hour gallery. So Spirituality with Rasheed, that goes on at 5 o'clock, and that's me, right? Yeah.
last time we checked.
We'll be joining both shows together for 2 hours because we have a live gallery here, really two special guests, and we're always thrilled to have Joseph here again with us. You've been with us for a couple of times. Joseph Labruto the Third. Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did it right.
I did. Okay, good. I had to practice. And Joseph has actually also done galleries at the Griffin's Loft, highly talented. Every gallery, I'm always amazed at every gallery that you do. People walk out of there with such a strong connection to those people that you're able to bring to them, closure and healing. Joseph also has a book, and we do have the book at the Griffin's Loft, Is There More to Life Than What We Know? Great book, and not only just for any person to read, but if you are an intuitive and you're looking for a way to understand your skills and really, as a friend of mine said, tie up the loose ends and really understand intuitively what it is you're doing, I highly recommend his book. A lot of the people that have read it are not just people that are interested in knowing about Joseph, but intuitives that really feel that your book has been a great help to them. So,
well, it's for the beginners, and it's also for those who have been studying for years. And it's a channeled book, and for those who don't know much about channeling, I channel spirit guides, and these guides are very highly gifted guides, and they have a lot of information to share.
Well, excellent. Well, we're glad you're here, and Joseph, and our second guest, which is Haley Elise.
Hallie.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
Well, at least you said Joseph Labruto. You know, I can call you like James or Lynn or something.
Or Jack.
Something else.
You are also a great intuitive.
Thank you.
And we're thrilled to have you here. This is the first time, and it's wonderful. And you're going to be helping here to both Joseph and Haley?
Hallie.
Oh, okay. I'm
and we
get
have
it.
A Holly here,
Holly
and then you're going to be Hallie.
Holly Berry.
Just spelled different.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, so no.
I'm going to remember that.
Hallie is going to also be answering questions, and both gifted intuitives. And I call you guys also healers because a lot of times when you're able to connect and help people with closure, you're a healer. You're healing, you're helping to heal people. And you also have a couple of books. You've got Treasures Within, Meditation with a Friend. And Thank God I Know, and this is volume one. Thank God I. Okay, sorry.
And actually, I've got volume two, or I should say I'm in volume two. It's a compilation series.
Oh, okay.
I'm in there with Dr. Bernie Siegel, and it's been endorsed by Jack Canfield.
Excellent.
All about gratitude.
Excellent. And where are your books available for people that everywhere?
Pretty much any bookstore you go to, or okay. You can go online to Amazon and find it there as well.
Excellent. And Joseph, your books are available on Amazon as well. So you don't just have to come to the Griffin's Loft. You can also find them on those people.
Plus, you can get books from either of us at our office because we both keep books on hand.
There you go. See?
I sell them out of the trunk of my car.
There you go.
So I'm going to see you on a street corner with a little sign in the book. And later on in the show, before the show's over, we will be giving you phone numbers. So if you want to reach either Hallie or Joseph at their personal offices for private sessions, you'll be able to get all that information. We'll have websites and telephone numbers where they can reach you all. But we're going to be doing live gallery here. So if you have any questions, call in. The number to call is 888-565-1470. I ask that you keep it to one question and just be prepared when we pick up the line to ask the question. And if you have a preference on either Hallie or Joseph, or if you want both, just go ahead and ask. And we're going to take our first caller here. And we have Helen from Maryland.
Okay. What I see with you, Marge, right now is springtime. You need to take it easy. Are you thinking about doing? Are you thinking of selling a home or buying a home coming up right now? Something to do with property?
No, I don't have anything to do with property.
Anything in the south? Anything like that? Is this the only property you have in Maine, or do you have property elsewhere?
I just own property in Maine. I don't have anything on it. I just have property there.
Okay. Well, I was just going to suggest property with you on that. So get a little more specific on the questions on what you want.
I'm actually looking for work. I've been out of work now for a while.
Okay. What happened 2 years ago with your job?
Actually, it was a while ago. I actually got injured on the job, so I kind of stepped into the alternative path rather than go back to a regular 9-to-5.
Okay. Your walking abilities, how is that with you? Is it better now, or do you still get
great
pain?
Yeah, I love to walk.
I know, but did you get any pain in the leg at one time?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I would say the spring is the best time for you to get going. I think something's going to happen for you. It's, you know, it's time to, I think you just was in laid-back mode for a little bit. Now it's time to get cracking on it. I don't know if there was a disability that was coming to you or something like that you could take it a little easy, but now it's time for you to kind of get out there. But the springtime is probably the best time for you to get out. Let's see, April. Yeah, April's just next month, and I see something coming your way in April. Hey, did you ever do anything in marketing or sales or anything like that before?
No, not really. I guess I could be a salesperson. I guess I could.
Because I see you more into sales and stuff. You ever worked at a department store?
No.
All right. I see you more into going into sales, and that's where it's kind of taken me to right now. Kind of not too much on your feet, though. I feel. How's your back? Do you have a little back pains going on still?
Great. No, I'm actually back up to shape, up to par.
Back up to par now. Okay.
Yeah, I did take it easy there for a while. I have started taking a Reiki class, and I wanted to do like energy healing. I kind of in that area. Do you see that as?
That's, you know, I remember taking my Reiki 1 and 2 and my master's in Reiki 2 also, and it's great. I have the gift of having a spirit guide called Indigo who comes through me, and when I channel him, he brings all this incredible healing energy. So if you can work with energy, it's the best way. It's a good way to balance yourself, too, working
right.
with the Reiki and put yourself up to par. But, yeah, go for it. I feel that's a good aspect in you, too. Trust your intuition, too. I see you kind of doubt your intuition a little bit. So it's that gut instinct. When you get that first gut instinct, just go with it, and because you do have a good intuition also. Check out my book also. It'll help you out on that. Is there more to life than what we know?
Okay. Have you used your healing abilities since you took the classes?
Before I took the classes, my spirit guide had me do healing, and I did use my healing abilities. Mainly to detect sickness in people.
Yeah.
And I've gotten away from it, and now I'm getting drawn to work with my guides again. It's going to be part of my second book where my guides are going to be working with people and doing healing and so forth. But, yes, in the future I will be doing hands-on healing.
Yes, yeah, so you had the ability before you actually took the class. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, before I had the class.
I was drawn to it, too, because I need the certification, but I also had that.
The class just helps us fine-tune our abilities and to understand it a little bit. But we all, you know, can tune into that energy.
Okay,
Okay, Marge, well, we're going to
take a quick break, Marge, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show.
All right.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help. Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And we're back. And you're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Third Eye Live. We're here doing a gallery with Joseph Labruto III. And with Hallie Elise.
Yay!
There was a slight pause, but I'm going to get it. She popped into my head,
yep.
And then, you know.
That's how I do it.
There you go.
Hallie Berry.
Well, if you just keep saying it, maybe I'll have her level of wealth as well.
There you go. Well, you know what? We're all wealthy, just
it.
In different levels.
That's true.
But we've got another caller. We got Joe from West Palm. Joe, are you on the air?
Hello.
Welcome, Joe.
We're waiting for Joe to come on the air.
Nobody in there.
No, maybe not.
We're waiting for Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Sorry, technical difficulties, but we have you on.
Okay.
Do you have a question for Joseph or for Hallie?
Either or. I've heard from Joseph before, so either or, it doesn't matter.
Well, then you know what? We'll have Hallie. That way you'll have someone new.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, my marriage is in kind of a funk, and I was wondering if there may be an affair or at least an adulterous type of a thing, and I'm wondering if you can pick up on that.
You want for you or for him?
No,
I was just thinking that.
I'm the good girl.
I'm teasing. You know what I get? I really get him wanting to find himself. And I know that sounds like a peculiar thing to say, but the overall impression is kind of like a midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling just out of sorts, feeling as if there is more to life. And this sounds terrible, but it's not about you, which is a horrible thing to say because you're in a marriage together. Yet he's not considering you. The things that he's doing are really about him wanting to feel better and not knowing how to do that. As far as an affair, I don't get a specific affair. I do get interest in somebody who's younger. I do get some flirtation. The overall impression, though, is if you decide that this is something that you want to perpetuate the marriage, that you want to work on the marriage, then you have to approach things with him differently. You have to take a look at what his needs are. And it's interesting because I would never recommend to somebody that you put somebody else's needs above your own. That doesn't make sense. On the same token, if you understand better, then you can communicate better.
Yeah. Well, my whole concern is do you see an act already being performed? Because I've kind of seen things that I probably shouldn't see on his body, and that's my whole thing, and I don't want to get teased, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm afraid to say yes, but yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Do you see of who it might be and if I can catch the – because, yeah, my whole thing is I need to catch the act, or not in the act, but I need to catch –
You know what? It would hurt you more than anything else, so I'm going to leave it by saying that it is somebody who's a bit younger, and if you're feeling this way, then you've already made up your mind that the marriage is not worth saving. So I wish you a lot of luck.
See, my whole thing is with him, it's like you have to prove it. I got to catch him to stop it, and he's still coming on to me, so I need to... You know,
It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. And that other person that he's seeing is not of the significance that you think it is.
No, it's a dalliance, and it's not going to have any longevity. But we're going to have to...
It's not like he's leaving you for her, that she doesn't have that kind of significance in his life.
Is it somebody that I know?
I'm sorry, we're going to have to, you know, take another call because we're limited to one question. But feel free, if you'd like, to give me a buzz at the office. We'll be mentioning the numbers later.
Okay.
I wish you luck. Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, no, she's, I mean,
it would end up hurting her more than she realizes knowing who it is.
Well, and
he's just, like, as I said, he's looking for himself. I mean, I get that at the very core of my being.
Well, and she's feeling like he's, like, that person is of great significance,
no,
and she's
not
really
not. Not at all.
It's not that, it's not
it's
like
it's about his
gonna,
ego,
yeah.
It's about him feeling better within
and
himself.
Younger.
Yeah,
younger.
Well, younger, exactly.
If that were the case. We won't go there, but if that were the case.
Well, we don't want to talk about what we talked about off air, right?
Yes, exactly. Or who we talked about off air. But no, I mean, I was thinking the same thing. It's like she wants to see that person because I think it's even more so. She was saying how she feels it might be to prove to him, but I think it's more for her justification.
The overall impression that I get is, number one, it would make her feel better because she wouldn't feel as if it's all in her head, even though she knows that it's not.
It's a justification for her.
The other part
like
of it,
clarification.
Absolutely.
They want to see it. They want to know that it happened.
Right, they
much.
Want something concrete. But on the same token, what he's doing is all about him, and even if she says to him, look, I have proof, he's going to say, no, you don't. I didn't do it.
Joseph, you're being very quiet.
Do you want to jump right in there, honey? No,
Joseph is like,
I have learned when women start to talk across the table, just to sit quiet and mind your own business.
And you left me in the middle here. To play,
all I
got to
say, all I have to say, it's all in the cabbage.
It's all in the cabbage.
Oh, there you go.
That's why the whole big, you know, cabbage and what is it?
Cabbage soup and the
corned beef and cabbage. That's why it's such a big thing.
That's Irish, isn't it?
Yeah. March 17th, right?
Oh, well, we don't want to. That's a whole other show. In itself.
Now, the Italians, it's the spaghetti sauce.
That's it.
Yes.
Good sauce.
And in the pasta.
It's the garlic.
It's the garlic.
The garlic.
Garlic is really good for you.
It is.
Listen, there's lots of the blood.
Oh, well. And we're going to, and on that note, we're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back again. And you're listening to Third Eye Live here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show.
To tell me which way I should go.
Good mental health is key to a happy and fulfilling life. But when it's compromised by addiction or a psychiatric disorder, the only solution is professional help.
Atlantic Shores Hospital is a private substance abuse and psychiatric facility offering a complete range of mental health services, including adult inpatient mental health care, adult inpatient substance abuse, dual diagnosis, and detox from substance abuse. Atlantic Shores Hospital has helped hundreds in our community to get on the road to recovery and reclaim their lives. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711. That's 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. They're located at 4545 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. Atlantic Shores Hospital, serving South Florida for 20 years. Family members, you can't wait any longer. Call today, toll-free, 888-771-2711 for a free consultation. Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with sound meditation therapy designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
Okay. And we're back again, and you're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Third Eye Live. The number to call in is 888-565-1470. We are doing a two-hour gallery here with Joseph Labruto III and Haley Elise. And did I do it right? No.
Halle, like Halle Berry, and she's just as pretty too. And we're doing a live gallery here, so we will be taking questions, and they will be able to answer them for you. And tell us a little bit, because I've had Joseph on here before, Halle, so tell us a little bit more about yourself for the viewers, the listeners. We will actually be at one point be able to be viewed.
That will be far in the future.
Yes, but we'll be listening. A little bit more about yourself and your center and what you do.
Okay. Actually, Joseph and I are located in the same building. I dragged him in.
Kicking and screaming.
But he's happy he's there now.
I noticed the cast on his arm from right. How you twisted it and broke it.
That's a great space. It really is. I've been doing this since I was a kid, you know, in different forms. My mother has stories about when I was two and I would, you know, babble something and then it would come to pass. But it seems to be very prevalent in my family, though nobody else uses that word, psychic.
Uh-huh.
My background is Judaic, and it's a no-no.
Yeah, that's a big no-no.
And I went to yeshiva, so I'm a yeshiva graduate, which is kind of an oxymoron in itself. You're a yeshiva graduate, plus I'm an ordained minister, and I'm doing psychic work. Okay, how do you work with that? On top of that, I have backgrounds in clinical hypnosis, in Jungian therapy, and a lot of different types of modalities that help people. So my main premise when I work is really to empower people. And I literally decided to go by the term empowerment psychic because it makes sense. For a long time, I did the whole spiritual entrepreneur. I figured, well, it covers all the modalities. People come in and, you know, they can pick and choose what service. But the truth is, ultimately, when somebody comes in, I want them to be empowered in their life. Yeah, I'm going to give them information about their future or their current circumstance, but I also give them tools that they can use and really see a difference in their life. You know, make sure that, okay, if they are feeling unbalanced, that they learn stress management. If it's a matter of they're in fear for some reason, I give them tools to learn how to move through the fear. If it's a matter of they're hung up on an old love, I can help them with that. So it's not just here's your future, but it's a matter of what are you doing today to make today as good as it possibly can be.
And that's what everyone should do. I mean, it really, a lot of times, the impression people have is it's just about that. Get the message and then that's it. And it's
right.
Like there needs to be more to it. People are turning more and more towards intuitive people for counseling and for guidance, and we should provide it the right way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think that's great. And I think everyone should be – people should come in, get a reading, and feel empowered and feel like they've gotten something more than just – yeah, you're going to win the lottery, or yeah, your job's going to change. They should
right.
walk away feeling something completely
different.
Well, that's
different. It. You know, being excited about the forecast for the next 6 months or for the year, that's great. There's that but. You have to wait till it comes to fruition. What about right in this moment? You know, what is it that you can do in this moment to make yourself feel good? And how is that going to affect your outcome? How is that going to affect what comes next? And I think people have to realize their presence is unique and that if they just acknowledge it, they can make a huge difference in the world and in their life.
And sometimes it is all about this. It's having the courage to realize that you alone can make the changes in your life. Because a lot of times they also come thinking that you've got the answer and you're going to make the change for them, and you can only provide them with the information, but it's they ultimately have the tools within themselves to make the change.
Right. Well, perfect example really of that is I had a young woman come the other day, and her mother recommended that she come in, which I thought was kind of interesting. Her mom's a client. And she left. And before she left, as she was leaving, she says to me, "So it's really all in my hands?" And I said, "Yes, it is." She goes, "But you're not telling me I absolutely have to do." I said, "No, what I'm telling you are possible outcomes. If you go right, this is the outcome. If you go left, this is the outcome. There's a but. You have free will. And no matter what your reading is, you ultimately make your own decisions. So I can say, yes, this is a great move, but if you say, oh, screw you, lady, I don't want to do it, then you're going to do something else.
Change your destiny. We tell people
really,
that all the
truly,
time.
Truly, it's up to the individual.
Yeah, nothing is set in stone. Nothing of what any intuitive person ever tells someone is set in stone.
Right.
They have the ability to change their destiny.
Right.
And people sometimes don't understand that, and they do that. You tell them one thing, they do the complete opposite, and then they come back to you and say, well, what you told me didn't happen.
Right.
You were wrong. And it's like, okay, but this is what we told you. What did you do?
Exactly.
And then, well, I didn't feel that was going to be the right thing. Okay, well, then you changed your destiny, and so therefore something else happened.
Exactly.
You know? People don't realize. It's interesting. Well, you're a very interesting person, and if people have any questions, go ahead and call in. It's 888-565-1470. Are you going to be doing any special galleries anywhere else that you'd like to
all
mention?
Sorts of things going on.
Now's your chance, honey.
Seriously, every time I turn around, there's something.
That's a good thing, though. That's great.
I'm looking at doing some book signings, so I'm going to be scheduling dates because the for some reason the publisher sent me like 6 cases of books and went, "Here you go," which is nice, but makes it easier if I have an opportunity to talk to people. So over the next couple of months, I'm setting up different places to talk about the book and give a lecture, so that'll be fun.
Well, you're welcome to call Griffin's Law.
Well, thank you. I think I know the person or people over
you
there,
might
right?
You somebody there.
Actually, I know Reverend Raquel for years.
Do you?
Yeah, I know actually several of the people there for many years. It was funny when I went
well,
in
now you know
not
me.
Too long ago. Yeah, they're like, "Hey, what are you doing here?"
No, seriously, you should call me and definitely.
Okay,
we'll
set something up.
And come, yeah,
great.
Come bring
and
your book in
one of the other things that I do on a regular basis is Healing Circle. I do that once a month. And it's kind of a community service thing where I don't specifically do Reiki, but we have different modalities we use. We use breath work. We use visualization. We also use talk and laughter and play and energetic play so that people come in who are stressed out. By the time they leave, they're feeling great. They're feeling uplifted. If there is something going on with their health, they have a better command over taking care of it. And in addition
and
to that,
where are those held?
Okay, the Healing Circle I hold over at our office. We have a beautiful studio that we work out of, so people
I've
can
seen the photos.
Just give a call, and I'll be more than happy to make sure they get the information. And then I have one other thing that I think is really exciting. I've got a whole bunch, but this is, you know, too long of a litany. So I'll give you the quick version, which is I'm starting a new Blog Talk Radio program, which is going to be a lot of fun. And my cohort is a relationship coach, and it's going to be all about the banter, all about the spicy debate, all about his side versus her side.
Oh.
And that'll be starting on April 3rd at midnight. It's literally called Push and Pull at Midnight.
Oh, that's so
that's
cool.
But is there really a his and her side?
There is the belief that there is a his and hers. Or we could get technical with the science of the mind, which shows that the synapse in the brain is specifically different. So it really goes back and forth over the line. Or if you look at John Gray with Venus and Mars.
Yes, I saw that today, actually.
He has a new program,
did,
or a
Venus,
fairly current program.
On ice and Mars on fire.
Right, something like that, exactly.
Very
but
good
he,
show.
He's
well,
wonderful to work with.
I want to throw a twist into it.
Sure.
What about in gay relationships? Is there a his, her, hers?
Well, I have a lot of friends that are gay, and in earnest, they're the same as heterosexual couples.
Yes, they are.
They are. I mean,
it's
truly.
Very scary.
One person takes on more of a female role, one person takes on more of a male role. And what's ironic is you would think that your brain works the same way, but I think
it's
necessary,
an energy field.
Right,
mm-hmm.
to shift based on that field.
Because if you study the Merkaba, and
right.
if you go inside the Merkaba, a gay male will actually feel more comfortable in the female Merkaba and vice versa.
Some of them.
No, normally, and then there's also how you put your hands as well. I think if it's the right hand goes over the left hand.
Right, more masculine,
yeah,
left over, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's an energy. It's,
I'm
going
to
so you're gonna have to check it out.
But when do the hand thing?
what feels more comfortable, the right over the left?
No, crush your
left?
Arms real quick, Rashid.
Yeah,
crush your arms.
Your
just crush your arms normal. Crush your arms. Okay, you've got left over right.
So what does that mean?
That means you're okay
it,
in that
no,
feminine
I'm,
role.
No, that's more feminine because I am left over,
okay.
I'm left over right.
But I've made an observation
for,
about
for all
that,
the,
too.
For all the men who have dated me, you know the answer. Anyway, go
wait,
on.
Wait, 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 but there is another observation, and
yeah.
I've noticed this over the years, and that is that people in spiritual venues, in holistic venues, tend to have more of a female energy.
Yeah,
right. A car salesman, for instance, is going to cross his arms differently than somebody who does a holistic practice. And Joseph, for
that's
instance,
my disclaimer.
Puts his left arm over his right arm because he taps into that female healing energy when he's working.
So I'll use that as my disclaimer.
There you go.
There you go. Just run a little bit.
Right.
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, where's the camera now?
Certainly not in this room. Well, we're gonna be coming up to a short break as we transfer over into the next hour, and we'll be continuing with Third Eye Live here hosting with me because you guys are staying with me, right?
Yes, we
yeah,
are.
Yes,
cause
it's
we are.
A 2-hour special, and I will continue talking as I have been doing and.
And talking
and talking.
Talking.
Talk.
That's why we have you here.
Hallie, let me have your phone number because I'm going to read out real quick. If you did want to call in and make a private session with Hallie. You can call her at 561-755-2166. And website is HallieElise.com, and that's HalleyElise.com. And for Joseph, same thing. If you're interested in doing a private session with Joseph, his phone number is 561-433-4012. And website for Joseph is
psychicmediumjoseph.com. Actually, let me throw the toll free in too, because we have a lot of people out of the area. Toll
free
is 1-866-352-7402.
And you you're both located in the same office space.
Right. Well, the same office building is
the same office building
on Yamato and Dixie. Really easy to get to.
Oh, so then I haven't seen pictures of your office. I've seen pictures of Joseph's office. Either way, they're very nice, and you should go and visit them.
I market myself well, Hallie.
Okay, fine. Hey, listen, that lobby belongs to both of us. It's okay, we've invited more people
They're fighting over the lobby.
Push and pull.
The push and pull. They're fighting over the lobby. Well, who's in the building first?
I was.
Oh, so it's her lobby. You just get to walk through it.
Wait. You want a really quick chuckle? I moved into the building. They were all accountants and attorneys.
Oh, nice.
Okay, now.
And then a psychic.
Now I walk in. Joseph is in. We have relationship coaches, and I think there's three psychics in the building.
So funny.
I said to the owner, I said, "So what happened?" She goes, "I don't know. You came in and everything changed."
In good company, you know, psychics are very good people to have around.
Yeah.
Because they always know everything that's going on. For the most part. Well, like I said, we are going to be continuing this. So if you're interested, call in 888-565-1470. Joseph and Hallie are here, and they are more than happy to answer questions for you and give you insight and really help you understand what's going on in your life. So definitely give a call. And we're almost there at taking that quick break, aren't we?
Right. Yeah, almost.
Number again. Yeah,
888-565-1470 is the number you need to call into. And when we come back,
we're going to hear a little bit about IMAX.
Yes, we're going to hear about IMAX.
Deco
and
Drive
and
tea parties
and
all that good stuff.
And wigs.
Stay with us. And wigs, yes.
Stay with us.
Yeah, some interesting wigs. But we're going to wrap it up, and we're taking the break, and we're going to come right back.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
The greatest of American broadcasters. In memory of Paul and his late wife Angel, the Museum of Broadcast Communications in downtown Chicago will christen its planned 12,000 square foot penthouse special events venue, the Paul and Angel Harvey Center.
What Cooperstown is to baseball, Chicago is to broadcasting. This is where Major League Radio began. And now, the Radio Hall of Fame has come home.
The Paul and Angel Harvey Center will be the site of future Radio Hall of Fame inductions, working radio and TV studios, interactive kiosks, and tourist-friendly exhibits. For more of the story and to make your tax-deductible donation, visit www.museum.tv.
The harsher the wind, the stronger the tree. For many years, Paul, you have been that strong tree, rooted in the soil of Middle America, gaining strength and constancy against shifting opinions and changing times.
You've listened to, loved, and laughed with Paul through the decades. Make your tax-deductible gift today and help the Paul and Angel Harvey Center become a lasting memorial and a bridge to the future. Visit museum.tv and get the rest of the story.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stott, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. right here on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 with even more information you can use, like the Jill Dane Show, Sundays at 3 p.m. only on WNN. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. It's everything you need to know about internet marketing, search engine optimization, and website design. Don't miss the Internet Business Hour, Saturday afternoons at 2, right here on AM 1470 WNN.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is John Hollis, and of course, we're getting ready to go into the second hour of Third Eye Live, and we're looking forward to, of course, Third Eye Live and their guests, and we got some announcements we need to make. The first one, Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010, Saturday, June 26, 2010, from Toyota Park, Chicago. If you go to crossroadsguitarfestival.com, Mr. Eric Clapton is, of course, doing his fundraiser that he does every year for Crossroads of Antigua, which is a treatment center that deals with addiction. And Mr. Clapton has graciously put a lot of people over the last 10 years into that treatment program at no cost. And that's what this fundraiser is all about. It's about raising funds and raising awareness for people to be able to get treatment from all over the globe, and especially the people down in the islands that might have an addiction problem, and Mr. Clapton makes that available by, of course, donations. So if you could, please go to crossroadsguitarfestival.com, donate, and buy some T-shirts and do some things. We also are going to be streaming live on April 28th through the 30th on Love Vacancy and, of course, In the Rooms and all the rest of the places we stream live at, like Facebook and Blog Talk and all the rest of the places. And we're going to be doing it live from Las Vegas, and we'll be doing it right here on WNN 1470 AM. That's April 28th through the 30th, 2010, at the Palms Resort Casino. It is the Holistic Conference. We're looking forward to being out there. Then we'll be motoring up to New Hampshire, where on Memorial Day weekend we will be doing the Half Moon Festival. It's a fundraiser for addicts and alcoholics up there. And then we're going to be coming back. And on June 11th through the 13th, we will be doing a live broadcast from the Universal Lightworkers Conference, June 11th through the 13th, 2010. You can go to our website at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and check out all of that information. And, of course, if you want to be a part of any of those events, you just click on the events, and there's all the information that you need right there at your fingertips to be able to, of course, be more involved. A couple of things I want to go over is Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 every day, Holistic Lifestyles Radio is on the air. And Wellness Monday, Spiritual Tuesday, Nutrition Wednesday, Open Forum Thursday, Relationship Friday, and then, of course, we have Third Eye Live on Saturday, and, of course, Rashid following. Sunday night, tomorrow night, all about addiction recovery. It will be a great, great institution that works with addicts and alcoholics, and it's called the Sanctuary from Delray Beach, which is a part of Eric Clapton's Crossroads Antigua Center, and are going to be on tomorrow night talking about their center. And then we're going to have two more hours after that of different folks that have – we're on for 3 hours from 9 to midnight. And there's going to be a lot of people on over that two-hour time period talking about where they were at, what happened to them, how they found recovery, and where they're at today. The program is dedicated to bring hope to people that are hopeless. If you're out there and you're hurting and you need help, tune in tomorrow night between 9 and midnight. I want to thank Rashid, Holly, Lori, and their guests today, and we're going to go back to the show.
And we're back here. And welcome. We're doing the second half of the gallery. And normally this is the Spirituality with Rashid, but I'm here, right? Yeah.
Yes, you're here.
We're here. And we've got Holly and Lori here, my co-hosts with Third Eye Live. And we've got, of course, Joseph and Hallie here as well to continue with us. But real quick, we want to thank sponsors for this half of the hour. And we've got Beckhardt and Associates, Jack Tobel with Coral Springs Wellness Center, Sound Pillow, Holistic Healing Center. They're all part of the group here of sponsors that help keep us going. So can I now, like, talk real quick before, because
yes,
we have callers.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to talk really, really fast. IMAX Theater invited Tealicious Teas, which is the tea bar within the Griffin's Loft, to be a part of a little tea party thing that they were doing for the private preview of the Alice in Wonderland 3D. So I got invited, which was thrilled. It was a big honor. We got to go and serve tea to about 300 people and pass out all kinds of information about Griffin's Loft. And Declo Drive was there, Shireen Sandoval. And wonderful. And I don't know if she's listening. Hopefully she is. But if she's not, she's the sweetest person in the whole wide world. I went over and introduced myself to her. And she was going to introduce herself to me. I'm like, no, honey, I know who you are. I have you on Facebook. I'm a fan. But I thought it was really sweet. She's very down to earth. Really sweet, sweet person. We got to take pictures with her. And Deco Drive was there live, and they didn't actually come and interview me, but they had us in the background serving tea.
Were they drinking
stuff.
Tea as well?
Yes, yeah. They were. They all loved awesome. Shireen loved the tea. Everybody
awesome.
Loved the tea. Well, you know, my teas are good. So anyway.
They are.
Tell me about the cookies.
The cookies?
You make cookies too?
No,
no,
I'm
I didn't
hungry.
Get to make
no.
cookies. Cookies. I make cookies, but no.
Did you bring some?
I didn't. Aww. I didn't. But Cookies by Design had their cookies there, and the cookies had all these interesting little sayings like "Eat me, try me."
Eat
oh,
me.
I know. And the little kids are grabbing them and eating them.
At a Mad Hatter event, right?
Yes. And then there was this really cool Alice in Wonderland. She really looked really authentic, and her hair. We were trying to decide if it was really real or not, so we started pulling on it, and she apparently did not like that. She's like, why are you pulling on my hair? Am I pulling on yours? I said, no, but I'm not wearing a wig. You are. And she's like, I'm not wearing a wig. This is my real hair. I'm like, we're like trying to look at her roots. I'm like, that's a wig you're wearing. But anyway, it was a fun event. I was really excited to be there. It really, I want to thank the IMAX theater group for having and you know how they
Did
found
you,
me?
Were you able to see the movie as well afterwards?
No, they gave me passes. No, because we had to clean up and
okay.
all of that. I was there to work the event. I wasn't mm-hmm. so much about watching the movie as much as working the event. But they were just really nice, and I was thrilled that they had invited me. And they actually found me by Googling tea bars in
awesome.
Fort Lauderdale, and they found me at the top of the list. And
That's
so they
great.
Called me. So I thought that was really great. That was a big honor. And, you know, those kind of things happen once in a blue moon. So.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
But not to you.
Oh, excuse me. My hour is over. Thank you, folks.
You're done.
That was my 5 seconds claim to fame. Okay, I'm out of here. All right, what's next?
My question is to Joseph.
Oh.
Okay. Joseph, is there any visitors? Are there any visitor spirits in this room right now?
I was wondering why Hallie was knocking on me to wake up here. Okay. Question asked is, you like to get in touch with a loved one, and on the radio, normally I'll ask, what relationship would you like to get in touch with, mother, grandmother?
My father.
Your father's passed. Okay. All right. Do me a favor. Count to five for me, and just say your first name 3 times, Lori. Out loud.
I've been to enough.
You can't hear
I've been
inside my head.
Galleries. I know. That's why I was like, she's not counting. I'm like, out loud, honey.
Okay. Do you want me to count out loud?
Count
too?
Out loud. I just want
One,
to think of
two, three, four, five. Lori, Lori, Lori.
All right, Lori. I have the number 3. Are you one of 3 children, Lori?
Yes, I am.
Okay. No one sounds surprised, Laurie. This is what I do. I have two and one. Are there two girls and one brother, or is it the opposite
yes.
way around?
Yes,
okay.
You're right.
That's fine. This is what I do.
This is great.
Your father here, I have him kind of losing a lot of weight toward the end. Did he have a cancer or anything with the bloodstream or anything like that?
I don't know because I never saw him.
You never saw him pass away or anything like that? I have him losing a lot of weight. I felt he was a heavier person, but he got sick, and he kind of, I see it was a slow death with him. And when he passed away, he lost a lot of weight. If I describe him, would you know what he looked like,
yes,
at least?
From his pictures.
Did he have glasses or anything? Did he have a slightly balding head?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a guy who he's showing me glasses, but a slightly balding head
yes.
right now. The pictures he's showing me, he has a little more weight on to him. Did he ever work mechanically or anything like that?
I don't know. He was an accountant.
He was an accountant. Okay. What about cars? Did he collect cars or anything? Because I have him. Do you have a picture with him next to his car, let's say?
No.
Okay. I just see.
But he could have, but I don't know that much about him.
Okay. Yeah, doing this work, the more validation I get knowing the person, but what I have is that he, in spirit, I have him, he's fine, and his death, you know, it was a slow death, but crossing over, he pretty much crossed over okay. Then he's talking about the kids he has, the two girls and the boy. Is it like the boy's in the middle there, girl,
yes.
boy, girl?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's what he's talking about right now, and he sends his love. He's sorry that he wasn't the responsible person like he was supposed to be. He just wasn't there. He was too busy trying to make his fortune, too busy trying to find his own, and he apologized for not being there for his family. Your mother had the heart. Does your mother pretty much raised you all
yes.
at one time and didn't have any?
Well, what happened was my mother was married to, he was my real father, and then she divorced him,
mm-hmm.
and another man adopted me. And I never saw him, and he wanted to get together with me when I was like 25, and he died.
Okay.
Right before we were supposed to meet.
All right. Well, this is him getting together with you now, then. And
thank you.
And he sends his love.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Joseph. That was, that's what I'm saying. I've sat in on the galleries, and he is incredible.
Yeah, I have Hallie sticks with the marriages and divorce, and I'll do the love ones here.
For the callers calling in, if you have questions about connecting with someone that's passed on, Joseph is the person for it. And with that, we've got Mirtha calling in from Jacksonville. Mirtha, you're on the air.
Hey, well, I'm wondering if Joseph recognizes this voice. I'm sure he does. He's an old friend.
I remember my friends in Jacksonville. When I used to go there to see my daughter in college, I used to make an excuse to do a gallery up there. I miss Jacksonville. How you doing, Mirtha?
Well, I'm doing good, Joseph. How are you doing?
Very good.
Well, just toot your horn. You know, guys, he really is a phenomenal person. He's great, and he's given me readings in the past that have been wonderful. And so whenever I have an opportunity to call in, I love talking to Joseph. So I do have a couple of questions, Joseph, if you don't mind.
Fire away.
All right. Well, you know, we've had an interesting year this last 2009, 2010, and we had a loss. Just want to see how that particular soul is doing, and also want to see there's quite a bit of activity going around in my house. And as you know, it's kind of hard to do readings for yourself, so it's always nice to have somebody else do one for me. So,
okay.
What are you seeing?
How's the dogs acting? Are they going crazy in the house too?
Well, that's the problem. We're down to one. So.
The dog passed away.
You saw it.
All right. So that's what I got is a dog, and the other dog is going crazy because he sees the other dog, and.
That's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Your dog just jumped on my lap here. So all spots, Dalmatian, all spots and all?
All spots and all.
Okay.
Yes,
the dog just jumped on my lap here. So that's what you're feeling. It's the dog. I'm sorry for your loss there.
Yes.
But he's still home. He's still home and he still plays with the other dog. Were there male, female?
Excuse me?
The dogs, were there a male and a female, or were they two?
They were two. Actually, two passed away.
Oh.
One was very tragic.
Okay. Okay, hold on, don't tell me too much. Was it a car accident? Were you hit by a car?
No, no, it wasn't a car accident.
Okay. Was it the female that passed away?
Yes.
Okay. Because then I'm feeling, you know, I'm starting to feel the other vibration of another one here, a female. So, and they're all Dalmatians?
They were both Dalmatians.
Okay.
Yes,
uh-huh. So, yeah, so I have both of them here with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. So, and then the other question that I have, my older son's going through some very difficult times right now. And I wanted to see, because I'm also sensing, he's getting a lot of activity. I want to sense to see what's going to be in store for him.
Yeah, they're giving me the five-minute mark here, so I'm going to give you the quick version here. College, 8 years.
No, take your time.
Oh, do we do? Okay. Woo! Law school. Is he doing law school or anything like that?
Well, that's the one. He's fine. He's done. He's fine. He got a job. I'm talking to this the other one.
Okay. Is he away yet, or is he still at home?
No, he lives here in Jacksonville, but he is here in Jacksonville.
And your question is, he's seeing a lot of activity, or he's just kind of...
Well, I'm sensing a lot of activity around him and stuff. There's a lot of things that are happening with him. A lot of, you know, he's going through major changes and all with jobs. You know,
who's Charlie?
Excuse me?
Who's Charlie?
Well, that's my husband.
Okay. All right. Is there a Juan or a J or anything like that?
A Juan or a J?
Mm-hmm.
J? Someone with a name with a J?
Yeah, name with a J. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Joseph. There's dad again.
Joseph is dad. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I have Joseph here as well, talking about Charlie. I think your son is just going through some changes right now, but I mm-hmm. feel your dad very close to you right now. And I feel very part of what's going on. Intuitiveness. Does your son ever show any intuitiveness or anything like that, abilities?
Oh yeah, because it all runs in the family.
All right. So he may be just challenged a little bit. If he can, I don't know if Jacksonville's geared up where he can just kind of work on his intuitiveness and get more honed in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something, you know, because that's where I feel what's going on with him. He's just picking up, you know, picking up everything, all this energy and all that, and I feel his grandfather with him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's what I probably sense too, and with the problem he's having with work and stuff. Do you see any?
They're playing the music, Martha. I'm sorry,
cutting
me off. Psychic energy workbook. Get me up there. I'll be happy to come back to Jacksonville.
Okay.
All
take
right.
Care, and we're going to take a quick.
God bless. Bye bye.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back again here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert and Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292. Or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com. And collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness. With Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877. Or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
To the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
And you are back here listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This hour, Spirituality with Rashid. We are continuing with Third Eye Live. And with the gallery that we're doing here, two-hour gallery with Joseph Labruto III and with Hallie, did I say it right?
Yes,
yes, Hallie, hey. With Hallie Elise. And they're a fun group. But all joking aside, though, if you guys really want, the listeners want to get a little bit more in-depth reading with them, contact them directly. Hallie's number is 561-755-2166, or you can reach Joseph at 433. My contacts are failing me. 4012, and I'll be repeating these before the end of the show again. But if you are interested now, call in at 888-565-1470, and we've got Ruth on the line. Ruth?
How are you?
Hi there. I'm sorry you had to wait so long. We've been trying to get everybody in, but Joseph and Hallie are here, and they're ready for you.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
What's your question?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for accepting my call.
Welcome.
Hello.
Great.
Yes,
Ruth, what's your question?
Yes. Why are people that have passed over in my life a number of years ago are still around me at different times? Very, very strong. I feel their spirit.
Well, you shouldn't say why. You should just say you're blessed. Because when they come around you like that, that means it's just a show of love and gratitude for you that they're still around and that they haven't left, and they just want to show that support with you. I feel my grandmother, she passed, you know, when I was 10 years old, and here I am 47. and, oh, 46, so I want to go to FBI.
Deducting now. She's
saying wow because you were 47? He looks very young. He could have lied and said he was a lot younger than that.
Yeah, I'm 29. No. But my grandmother, I sense her all the time. She comes around, especially if I'm in a down-and-out mood, I sense her. And every time I do readings with someone, another medium, my grandmother always comes through for me. And it's just for her showing her love for me. And this is why they come around, for that
very
purpose.
Because that is a long time off, so you know exactly how I feel or what I'm experiencing. And is that a good thing? Is that a positive thing? Because I feel like they're guiding me or they're giving me a verification that what I'm doing is okay. Go ahead. I succeeded. You go ahead and do the same.
That's your confirmation, Ruth. That's what they're there for. And you hit the nail on the head. And, you know, and just take that as a blessing and just follow their guidance through the rest of your life and, you know, and just have a, you know, to have them around. It's just such a blessing.
Do you see anything around me that I should, you know, pay special attention to?
A deceased loved one wise or just... just
in general.
In general?
Right.
You know, I have a male that's around you. Have you have a husband that passed away?
Yes.
Okay, because I have your husband pretty much. The number five, does anyone have five children? Or are there five spiritual beings that you sense that are around you?
Could be the five spiritual beings.
Yes. So that's who I have. First your husband popped in, there's a total of five, so... those are who are around you then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
You have a good evening. She is. I saw her, like, knitting sweaters.
Aww.
Seriously. I'm trying to be serious here.
Do we have any callers?
No, not at the moment.
So Joseph, you're on.
Joseph, it's your turn.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about...
No, I was going to ask him.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I'm being
Take advantage of this.
I need to step away. I keep thinking people are talking to me, asking
you
me questions.
You talk too much the first arrow, so Laurie and I are going to take
taking
over, Rasheed.
I think he wanted to give me a formal introduction because we really never...
I know.
I wanted Joseph...
I'm trying to guide this correctly. After all, this is my hour now. The fact that you didn't want to talk up during your hour. I love Holly, no. But it is my hour.
No, it's 2 hours,
and
you're going to have
two hours,
the way
I know,
you want it.
No, we're all co-hosts. This is a kind of wonderful group. But no, I wanted Joseph.
Yeah.
I wanted Joseph to talk a little bit more about himself and let people know. For some of the listeners who may have not had heard him before or seen him, and he's really incredible. And if you want to call in, it's 888-565-1470. Joseph, you are on.
Yeah, well, I am a psychic medium. The psychic part is that I could tell future, past, and present with my gift. And the mediumship is where I was tested, one of the best in Florida and known throughout the world now. So my popularity is just growing about getting in touch with the loved ones. Author of Is There More to Life Than What We Know? A Spiritual Journey and Awakening to Finding God. And what I liked what Laurie told me, she said, everyone loves your book, Joseph, and it's just, I love to hear that. It's my baby, and it's just who I am. And, you know, the tagline is A Spiritual Journey, Awakening to Finding God, but we're all on this journey's path, and we're all on a journey for enlightenment, trying to get to enlightenment, and this book kind of helps you get there. The work I do as a medium is to help with closure, to help people who are hurting, to understand life after death. And I really enjoy what I do, and I find myself just going, you know, different around the world now, doing readings, and I just find myself just growing. So, and I know Holly, Holly is wanted to ask a question, and I'd like to know what would you like to know, Holly?
Well, I lost my sister 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I lost my father about 25 years ago, so if any one of those two are coming through.
Who had the cancer?
My father.
Okay. Three and one. Is there like a total of four kids?
So there's three children.
And then one passed.
My sister, now there's two.
Okay. That's okay. Then they did splitting
okay.
on the three, then one over there.
Yeah.
Sister, was there an accident involved with the sister?
Accident, no.
Okay. When I say accident, it's not a sickness.
It was a sudden death.
Okay. Is there a Carrie or a C or anything like that?
Her name was Kathy.
Kathy with a C. That's
with
fine.
With a K.
But, Kathy. Kathy with a K. K and C's. All right. But, okay, so I have the Kathy here. What happened with her chest? What happened with her breathing? It was like almost an impact there.
On her death certificate, it says heart disease. She was also diabetic, and that evening she was wearing the pump for several years, and that evening her pump broke. And we really don't know because she lived alone, and unfortunately she died alone, and I didn't even have any last words.
I have almost like an explosion in the chest.
Yeah.
So, and heart breathing.
Yeah.
So, and that's why how it happened. Wow, she's smiling in. Have you ever been a cheerleader in school or anything like that or anything? She
possibly could have been.
She could have been a cheerleader in school. But she's just saying how the support and love that she had after her passing, her children. You have the children or anything? Do you have the children? Why do I have children with her, around her? I'm sensing children around her. Cousins or anybody or anything with children around.
No, very small family, maybe from another lifetime.
Do you have a friend that lost a child?
Do I have a friend that lost a child?
I have a child here that she's showing me.
Goodness, give me a minute to think.
I know, it comes in so quickly.
I can't think of anybody.
Anybody in the New England, Rhode Island area?
Moment. A child. No, you got me on that one.
What about up northeast area?
Well, that's where I'm from. I'm from New Jersey.
New Jersey,
okay.
And then they're taking me to the northeast area
yeah.
right now and everything. All right, just know your sister's death was very quick, and I see her blacking out pretty quickly on that. It's been quite a while since she's passed?
4 years.
4 years, okay, it's not too bad in years-wise, so... And for some reason, she's shown me a child, and I don't know why she's shown me a child somewhere. Did she ever miscarried or anybody miscarried?
She was I don't know. Possibly. I can't remember. Put it
okay.
that way.
Your mother's still here?
Yes.
Find out. Mom knows.
No, I would probably know before my mother.
No?
Okay.
No, I'm thinking. Oh.
Yeah. I got something like mom knows. There's something about a child. Unless your mom lost a child. I don't know. There's a child.
We can continue it while we're on the break, but we're gonna take a quick break, and we will be right back.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292. 954-755-1292.
855-1292 or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today. Toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. Or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877. Or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
And you're... So much conversation going on here. And you're back. You're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Third Eye Live and Spirituality Rashid. We're doing a two-hour special. We have here Joseph and Hallie. They've been doing a gallery here. And you can call in at 888-565-1470. They are happy to answer a question or provide you insight on issue or question or anything you may have. And we were in the middle of doing the reading between Joseph and Holly. But we had to take a quick break. But so much confirmation happened in that time period, so I'm going to let you guys continue.
Right. He was talking about children right before, and digging in my archives in the brain, her husband had two children. So.
And that's who she was talking about, the two children, because I kept on seeing two children.
From a previous marriage,
And had a lot to do with her issues, her health issues with the children, and this is what she was coming up with.
Okay.
And probably stress and everything. And you know, I know you said it was a malfunction with the pumping, but the stress and all with his children and all that probably caused her probably to end up going into the hospital in the first place and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those are the two girls?
A boy and a girl.
Okay, boy and a girl. Those are the two children I kept on seeing.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He's always on, I'm telling you, I have sat and watched Joseph in the galleries, and I say it time and time again. You really want to see someone who can connect and really bring closure and healing, because a lot of times, you know, I think it's wonderful. You always get up and you hug, you know, the people who are going through the most suffering, because they'll come in, and you don't know when they're sitting there what they're going through, but when you start talking and connecting and bringing that closure, and a lot of times it's a family member that they felt they didn't get to talk to, or a situation that occurred, or something that's making them feel like there isn't closure in their life, and you're able to do that for them, and it really is a healing. You know, afterwards, these people walk away feeling like they can almost, it's like they can take a deep breath and feel like it's going to be okay. So I'm always amazed, and from the first time I had you come in and do the gallery, I was like, when are you coming back? And you're like, oh, you want me to come? I'm like, yeah, I want you back here.
And you always buy 10 books, too, when I walk out the door.
There you go.
I got plenty.
No, but it really, you know, we've talked about it before. It's bringing that closure and that healing.
That's what people tell me. They say that they feel so much better now. And, you know, it's a gift that could never be replaced, something that I give. So.
I have a question for Haley Elise.
Okay.
Okay. But Italian. And you're not going to like it.
Well, and don't take too long because we have a caller.
Oh, we do? Okay, real quick.
Okay.
Where do you see Third Eye going?
To the next call.
No, it was funny. I paused because it's very funny. You know, John was doing filming and all, but I see a television show.
God.
I see. sorry, Rasheed.
I don't mind. I think I look good on TV.
but there is that feeling of having the visual. I mean, unless there is a way to do, and I'm sure there is, especially with all the technology and the internet, that you can do both the streaming with the audio and the video. But to me, for some reason, there's a feel of TV.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay!
I think that's great. No, I'm all for it.
You have no choice.
There you go.
Okay, let's take the next caller.
Yes, we're going to take Lisa from Boca Raton. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I have a question for Helen.
Okay.
Hey, Hallie.
How are you?
Okay. I've been married for 8 years, and I've recently started getting some serious problems with my husband. I'm curious if you could feel where I'm going or have any type of psychicness to tell me what my future holds.
I'm sad to say that it feels like the last 3 years of the relationship has been very taxed. It's not been just this past year, even though you've been married, you know, for an extended period of time. I think truly, and this is not psychic, but just my opinion, when you're dealing with relationships, you always have to reinvent them. You always have to try to keep the spontaneity to change things, and I think oftentimes we get comfortable. You know, we have our day in and day out routine, and we kind of forget that the reason that we fell in love was more than what we're experiencing in this moment. The overall impression is, and I always believe that there is the potential to achieve whatever you desire, and the overall impression here is, if you would like this relationship to change, there's a lot of work involved. And the biggest thing that I get is being able to communicate better, because I feel like he doesn't understand you and you don't understand him.
The problem with him is he's entirely different than when I first met him.
Right.
He has changed completely.
Right.
He's a different person.
Okay. But did you hear what I just said as far as the reinventing? Okay. The reason I bring this up is because if you don't do it together as a team, what happens is one individual in the relationship begins to reinvent themselves, to change who they are, because they want more attention, because they're not getting what they need. The thing that I guess disturbs me, the feeling with your husband, is that he's not kind. He's difficult. He's
selfish.
Yeah. I was trying to get around that, but there's really no way to get around that. You have to decide truly at this point, what do you want from your life? Because if you want to work with this man, it really is going to be work. If you want to have a little more levity, more light, more joy, you may have to make a tough decision.
Right. That's what I'm thinking of doing.
Yeah. So I wish you much luck, and I thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Allie.
Okay. Bye, Lisa.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Third Eye Live and Rasheed here on Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you.
When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Acupuncture Wellness Center of Coral Springs and Dr. Jack Tobel, an acupuncture physician, is giving Holistic Lifestyles radio listeners $150 worth of natural alternative health care at no charge. At the Acupuncture Wellness Center, they specialize in treating chronic illnesses naturally without drugs or surgery. So if you suffer from headaches, arthritis pain, PMS, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, digestive disorders, neck or back pain, take this opportunity to find out if a non-drug solution can help you. To take advantage of this free consultation, call Acupuncture Wellness Center at 954-755-1292. Again, this $150 value is yours free just for mentioning this ad. Call now, 954-755-1292, 954-755-1292, or go online to acupuncturecoralsprings.com. That's acupuncturecoralsprings.com, and collect your $150 worth of natural alternative health care absolutely free. If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll-free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
How do you know where?
And you're back here with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, and you're listening to Third Eye Live and Spirituality with Rashid. And we are here with Joseph and with Hallie, and it's lots of fun and exciting things happen while we're on break. And sometimes it rolls over, and
too
sometimes
exciting.
It doesn't. Too exciting. Yeah, it can be too exciting. Yeah.
So either one of you, we don't care. Tell us the most bizarre story you possibly can.
Bizarre. Ooh.
Besides from today.
Yeah.
That was pretty bizarre. Okay, I've got one from when I was a teen, which is kind of funny.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Which was just like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Just a few years ago. I've been doing funny things, we'll say, since I was little, and really couldn't identify them other than it's just something I did. Kind of took for granted that just the way it is. You know, when I went to school and other people didn't do it, I was kind of surprised. What do you mean you don't know that? Or what do you mean you don't, you know, blink your eyes and make this happen? What's wrong with you? So I was on a double date with a friend, and we decided to go back to, I was still living at home again, I was a teen, to the house. And we thought, well, we'd make it nice. We put on some music and light some candles. And there's four of us. And all of a sudden I get this really eerie feeling. I'm like, uh-oh, somebody's here. And I'm not like Joseph. I don't speak to the departed. Once in a while I'll sense them or I'll get a message, but I don't specifically see them and hear everything. I work on a different level. And anyway, so I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, now how do I tell these people who have no clue about any of this that there's something about to happen? Because I'm feeling it, but I don't know what to tell them. So if the candle, you know how flames flicker, I don't know, maybe half inch, an inch high, not more than that. All of a sudden, and I swear to God, is the truth. The flame shoots up 3 feet high and 2.5 to 3 feet wide, like a starburst.
Oh, my goodness.
And the people that are there are like, what the hell is that? I keep getting trouble for God on the radio, so sorry.
No, that's okay. The hell is okay.
Technically, you're not supposed to do that, but anyway. So they
better
go,
hell than another word.
Yeah, I can't use that.
Thank the Lord.
I don't think John would forgive me. But anyways, so the guy that I was dating at the time, big strapping guy, and he's like 6'2", broad-shouldered, football guy. He goes running out the door first. He pushes me out. And my girlfriend goes, you know, I really love you, but you're just a little too weird for me. And she runs out the door. And the guy that was with her ran out. I'm like, okay, this is really great. So they leave me, and I still have this overwhelming, you know, foreboding. And the can of flame is just kind of funky doing its thing. I'm like, you know, this is really bad. My mom is going to come home. She's not going to be happy. So really the only thing I could think of was to pray. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I went to yeshiva, so I took out a prayer book and started saying some prayers, and it's like something lifted, and it moved out. Did not identify ever what it was because I was too annoyed that it screwed up my date. And I lost a couple of friends in the process. So that was probably, you know, one of the bizarre things. There are some really, really strange things, but not acceptable for on the air.
Well, see, I would have thought of holy water. I would have thought grabbing holy water.
Yeah, Jewish, you don't really think
of
holy water.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't think of holy water.
And you know, you could sage and you can do all sorts of things. And I know about Native American and whatever, but...
No, my goodness.
Yeah. There really was no big Torah around. No, you know, what's funny. Most,
hello.
A lot of,
Catholics
wait.
Have Bibles in their nice place.
Bible ripped in half. You know?
I have a Bible. I have prayer books. I actually have a miniature Torah, a little scroll.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, well, because when you're a bar or bas mitzvah, oftentimes you get a little miniature scroll. But do you think I'm thinking about where that's at that moment? Come on. The flames are all over the place. My mom's due in any minute, and the guy just ran out the door. Wasn't a good night.
I always keep my holy water handy. Which, I'll tell you guys all know about the holy water. At the Griffin's Loft, I keep holy water to spray, you know, because every so often you need to kind of cleanse the energy, okay?
Yeah, I would hope so.
But, you know, clients sometimes get a little freaked out and you spray and someone says, so I have it, and of course now everybody will know the secret, but I have it in a Febreze bottle.
I love it.
And so a lot of times I'll
fragrance
take
holy
it,
water.
Yeah, I'm spraying. Well, that's what they think. They're like, oh, are you spraying the carpets? I'm like, yeah, I'm spraying the carpets to make everything smell right. And I'm like,
can we spray you too?
But, then I had to put I have a little cross on this. I took a little marker and I put a little cross on it. Because then other people started thinking it really was Febreze, and they were starting to take and, like, spray it on spots and things like that. So it has a little cross on it, a little black cross on it, and so that's how I keep holy water there.
That's good,
so that way
too.
It doesn't.
So now everybody, when they go in and they look for the Febreze, they have to check the bottle. And
make sure it doesn't have
the
little cross on it. But, yeah, no, you know, all Catholic kids have that holy water handy.
It's so funny, I mean, because there's story after story anytime you do anything.
Is that considered like a holy spot after it's
holy?
It can be.
Absolutely.
It can be. Well, we're going to start winding the show down, so I want to be sure that we get all the information in, because I want to be sure that if anyone wants to contact Hallie and get a private reading with her, the number is 561-755-2166. Your website is hallieelise.com, HALLEYELIS. SE.com.
Yes.
And you never know, you might be seeing her at the Griffin's Loft. We've been talking, so I might get her to come over there and do her book signing and do a lecture. So keep your eyes and ears open and look at the websites and all of that for that. And your books, Treasures Within, Meditations with a Friend, and Thank God One.
I.
Oh, is it I? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I. It's like
Thank
God
I. Volume 2, and it's a compilation of series, and it's been endorsed by Jack Canfield,
uh-huh.
And that's really great. And her books are available on Amazon and all of that as well. And then Joseph, if you need to do a reading with Joseph, he connects really well. And on your card it says, and I think this is really good, a loving bridge to the departed, and that is so much true. 561-433-4012. Toll-free number is 1-866-352-7402. And website is psychicmediumjoseph.com. They're both here in Boca. You both are located in Boca. And
Griffin's
May,
Loft.
Oh, that's right, May 1st. How can I forget? May 1st, Joseph is coming to the Griffin's Loft to do his gallery. So I highly recommend, if you're looking to connect with someone who's passed on, definitely check out Joseph on May 1st. Check out the website on griffinsloft.com. You'll find all the information on there. It has been a pleasure having you both here.
Thank you.
And as always, we have great fun. If you're looking for any and all of these people, check out Griffin's Loft website. Again, all these talented people are available on there. As always, we've had fun here. We always have fun.
Always.
Thank you,
always.
Holly. And
yeah.
Great. Thank you.
And Lori for keeping me company for the second half hour, I'm usually here by myself with my guests, but it's nice having
more
you
fun,
guys
huh?
here. Isn't it? It's a lot
Didn't
of fun.
Did you have a laugh?
I always have a laugh. Sometimes the laugh is about me, and sometimes it's about other people. But anyway, you guys have a wonderful time. Good evening.
Thank you
very much.
Thank
and,
you. Good evening,
it.
Everyone.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Listening to the Holistic Health Magazine show on WNN 1470 AM and also our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The last half hour has been brought to you by Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. You can check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll free at 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. And our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health program every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-saving condition.
And, Cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's saddle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch.
Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover.
That sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate!
Yar!
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers that are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. It's time to renew your life with Dr. Lisa Palmer. Brought to you by Nova Southeastern University Graduate School of Humanities and Social Sciences and the Renew Center of Florida, located in Boca Raton. Dr. Palmer is a licensed marriage and family therapist, certified hypnotherapist, and a double AMFT-approved supervisor. She's the president of Palm Beach Association for Marriage and Family Therapy and has extensive experience working with eating disorders, addictions, and relationships. The Renew Your Life Show helps you to solve your personal problems. Authors, speakers, and experts give you insight and solutions for relationships, health and fitness, and improving life balance. And as Dr. Palmer always says, balance is possible. Now, today's show.
Real life solutions, one caller at a time. You're listening to the Renew Your Life radio show. I'm Dr. Lisa Palmer, and we thank you for tuning in this Saturday to talk about life in balance. We've got a great show for you tonight. Our focus is on relationships. And in the studio is my co-host, Dr. Jason Ross, who's a licensed mental health counselor, author, and certified personal trainer, along with our special guest, Dr. Arlene Brett Gordon. Thank you for joining us on the show tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
She's a licensed marriage and family therapist, certified life educator, and she's the director of the Brief Therapy Institute at Nova Southeastern University. When we come back, we're going to talk about solutions for relationship issues and where to get help. And Dr. Gordon has a lot of insight in regard to that, as well as my other co-host here, Dr. Jason Ross. So we hope that you can be part of that conversation by calling us at 888-565-1470. Now for a word from our sponsors.
Thank you.
new purpose in your life? Maybe that purpose is helping others. If you're drawn to an inspiring career that changes lives, then Nova Southeastern University's School of Humanities and Social Sciences may have the answers you're seeking. Our degree programs in family therapy provide you with comprehensive hands-on training that prepares you for a career as a marriage and family therapist, and in less time than you might think. Earn your degree as a family therapist. Call now to find out more. 800-262-7978. Online at nova.edu/social sciences. Nova Southeastern University's School of Humanities and Social Sciences, because people and society can change. Balance is possible. All you need is the right guidance, and you can begin your journey towards self-discovery and empowerment right now, simply by calling the Renew Center of Florida at 954-907-3446. That's 954-907-3446. The Renew Center features an oasis of specialized counseling, coaching, and wellness therapy designed to help you to overcome your most troubling issues, eating disorders, addictions, trauma, even family crises. Renew Center of Florida offers intensive, customized therapy specifically suited to your needs, including hypnotherapy, nutritional counseling, couples and family therapy, recovery retreats, and a full array of wellness programs. You'll not only have access to customized one-on-one concierge therapies and an array of treatments designed for you, but a wide variety of plans, classes, and support groups to help you get well and stay well. So whether it's stress, anxiety, weight loss, relapse prevention, or severe trauma, it's time to renew. The Renew Center of Florida, conveniently located in the heart of East Boca Raton. Call 24 hours a day, 954-907-3446. That's 954-907-3446. Or go online to www.therenewcenter.com.
Problems with your feet or ankle? We have the solution. FootandAnkleResource.com, featuring cutting-edge information from both a conservative and surgical approach. Whether it's bunions, foot deformities, or even foot problems related to diabetes or an accident, you'll find valuable resources for health and wellness. And don't forget to check out the online store featuring useful products for common foot problems. Go online to www.footandankleresource.com. That's footandankleresource.com.
With all the stress we face in today's world, sometimes it's hard to know where to turn. That stress takes a toll on our marriage, our relationships with our children. It builds and builds until it's just too much to bear. That's when you turn to the Family Therapy Clinic at Nova Southeastern University's School of Humanities and Social Sciences. Here, you find caring therapists, innovative approaches to help you face your challenges, and affordable sliding scale fees. You don't have to let that stress tear your family apart. Get the help you deserve. Call 800-262-7978 or go online to nova.edu/social sciences. Nova Southeastern University's School of Humanities and Social Sciences, because people and society can change.
I'm Dr. Lisa Palmer, and you're listening to Renew Your Life Radio Show, Solutions One Caller at a Time. On the show tonight, we have Dr. Arlene Brett Gordon from Nova Southeastern University. She's the director there of the Brief Therapy Institute. We also have Dr.